Welcome to another edition of Get Lit with Literature. This is Monk. You can find out more at my website, allbook-books.com. So, as we get close to the Gregorian New Year, I'm reminded of a wise line from the Tao Te Ching: an ascent of 100 steps begins beneath one's foot. Another translation is, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. But that raises the question to me, what if you're going in the wrong direction? So the essence of starting off, going somewhere in the proper direction, is essential. So the highlight of this, to show the significance of that, is one of my favorite all-time haiku from the female haiku master in an otherwise kind of patriarchal history of even in haiku land, Kaga no Chiyo, also known as Chiyo Ni, C-H-I-Y-O-N-I. She became a Buddhist, and this is one of her haiku that I adapted the translation a little bit. 100 gourds from the heart mind of one vine. 100 gourds from the heart mind of one vine. Now, the story behind this: when Chiyo was asked to enter a nunnery, the Zen master, who considered poetry a worldly attachment, asked her how haiku could be Zen worthy. In other words, have 1,000 meanings from a single thought. The master was humbled by the excellence of this haiku and accepted her into his order. 100 gourds from the heart mind of one vine. So she meant that in a positive way, in a consciousness way, that as an example, from one plant, one little cayenne plant, come 1,000, 100, come 100 or whatever number cayenne. So even though there's this multiplicity and all kinds of stuff going on, it's coming from one place. So getting back to the point about the direction, I was having known of this as a consciousness awareness kind of Buddhist haiku kind of thing for many, many years. All of a sudden I realized that it cuts both ways, and that there can be a negative, dangerous, dominant direction with this. So recently I was looking at a quote from some of the research by Stephen Newcomb about the doctrine of Christian discovery. He is one of the world's foremost authorities on the doctrine of discovery, based on the 40 years he has spent investigating and writing about these issues. And so the quote is, according to Stephen Newcomb, who's a Shawnee and Lenape, 7 major concepts that hold society together all flip back to domination: civilization, sovereignty, state, dominion, property, empire, and ascendancy. So those 7 control factors, what I call control supremacist, control freak things, they are under the one thing of domination. So that's what I consider like the negative tract on all that stuff. But the sway across the world and across history is huge. Now, this is playing out as we speak. As recently I read the sort of prime directive of the Glasgow Financial Alliance for Net Zero, GFANZ. The entire premise of this whole of the green economy thing that they're promoting and others are promoting is based on net zero, which is emissions. But this is delusional. It's a delusional direction, because climate change, climate chaos, is not simply having to do with emissions. There are many other factors involved, in various, you know, destruction of habitats, deforesting, not respecting the energy of sacred sites, and the way the earth is hooked up, like acupuncture, you know, on a human body, destruction of, you know, even like wind power can hurt, kill birds, and there's concrete and oil used to make wind power, so on and on and on. But the point is that just fixating on this net zero is has dangerous repercussions, and they are essentially financially related. So the objective of the Paris Agreement to limit global temperature increases to 1.5% from pre-industrial levels requires a whole economy transition. Every company, bank, insurer, and investor will need to adjust their business models. So this is under the one vine, but in a tangled vine, let's call it a tangled vine. This whole net zero thing is trying to shift the entire economic system. Every bank, insurer, and investor will need to adjust their business models. So you get the whole sway of things going that direction. And a further example of that, which is nothing new, which has been going on for decades. There are, at this current time, when I started learning about this, there was maybe 14 or 15. Now it's been whittled down. I think it was due to something President Clinton did, but at least this report, I don't know how up to date this is, 6 corporations own almost all the media. So those 6 corporations on this list are National Amusements, $4.6 billion net worth, Disney, Time Warner, Comcast, and News Corp. Rupert Murdoch, he owns the New York Post and other stuff, and Sony. Total value of the big six, total value of the big six is humongous amounts of billions of dollars. Okay, now, to give you an example, if you've never looked at this stuff before, to give you an example, you think you've got all kinds of choices and TV channels and all that stuff going on, but as an example, Comcast control CNBC, Bravo, Golf Now, DreamWorks, they make a lot of movies, Hulu, Major League Baseball Network, Sci-Fi, S-Y-F-Y, Universal, NBC Sports, NBC News, Fandango, when you go to order tickets for a movie online, Entertainment Channel. Then we've got Disney in print, Disney Editions, Hyperion, that's a publisher, Comics, Disney Publishing Worldwide, Lucas Books, this is just scratching the surface, ESPN, Family Network, on and on and on. And National Amusements, got print, video games, internet, television, and film. So what you experience as umpteen choices and going to the movies, going to the theater, going to look at the website, going to watch TV, buying a game, buying a book. You think you may be making 10 choices. You may be making one choice. Not to say that there aren't some differences in there, and it's not necessarily a total control thing, but essentially, they're all under the auspices of one corporation conglomerate. So all those decisions ultimately, as far as what's allowed or not allowed, go back to that one tangled vine, as opposed to the clarity and contrasting what Kaganochio wrote with 100 gourds from the heart mind of one vine. Now that's something like I meditate. I think about that a lot. It helps me stay focused. It helps me stay clear. You know, when I start to get scattered and I realize, wait a second, I got this to do, I'm working on that, I wrote this poem, I wrote this, did. It goes on and on and on. And then I realize, wait a second, there's one pepper plant with umpteen cayenne. And another thing I will add about the net zero is that it's very much a future projection. It's abstract. It's the goal of the future. But meanwhile, what about helping people now? What about protecting the habitats now, many that are protected by the original peoples of the lands and the rivers and the areas and the forest? So the decisions that are economically based are very future-oriented rather than talking about what can be happening now, like net zero in the future. What about people who cannot barely find food now? So that's another aspect of the delusional nature of the net zero kind of thinking. And then One more thought on this is that in the part of my spiritual practice, part of my spiritual path as the mystical Kabbalah, and in the tree of life, at the top, at the very top of the tree, is the highest consciousness, which is undifferentiated and whole, and in a way, neither male nor female nor both. And then, as things become more into the physical form, slowly starts to break into two different what are called pillars. There's a female and a male. So you have this original energy that is beyond male, beyond female. So when I look at traditions and the history of cultures and traditions, almost always do they start with the male and the female, which has a truth to it. But beyond that is the one vine coming from the one. That the multiplicity comes from the one. There obviously is different multiplicity too that deserves respect, but it's coming from the one. So as you begin your new year, as you journey wherever, consider which direction you're going with your steps. And is that being controlled by consciousness of domination? Is that being controlled by a consciousness of media in all its guises? Is that being controlled by the consciousness and the behaviors of energy and the so-called environmental and green and all those kinds of movements that are happening? Or is your energy being controlled by what you know as your essence, connected to whatever, wherever your vine, your root is? Is it guided from that? Whatever your tradition, your path, your consciousness has its own root and its own vine from which 100 gourds come sprouting out of your heart and your mind. And there's a lot going on that way. And if you consider that every person has that, it's a wonder that there's people get bored and that there's nothing to talk about. So thank you for listening, and may your path be smooth and gentle.